Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to First Congregational Church here in Westfield. Whoever you are and wherever you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. We have some announcements that we'd like to share this morning. First of all, yesterday, this place was hopping. We had 230 people at a concert for Sarah the Fiddler. We didn't sponsor, but we worked with. Actually, as far as the Athenaeum was, we were a co-sponsor. But so they came, and it was great to see our church filled. People had many questions. They had questions about the handbells. So we announced that they're going to be played, because I think handball is on the 25th, Martha said. So we told them that they were coming. But I just want to thank Bob Brownlee and a bunch of other people who extended extravagant hospitality to those 230 people. We looked great. Thank you for doing that for us. And last night, we had 20 people at our Hello Haiti trivia. So that worked well. For a wet, cold, rainy January night, we'll take 20. Absolutely. So thanks to Jennifer and everyone else who worked on that to make that happen. We don't know the amount of money we donated to Hello Haiti, but there was a nice donation that we were able to make because of that. And we had fun playing trivia. So even though my team came in last place, but that's okay. It's all right. We were 5 for 5 the last round, so we'll take the win when we can get it. Look around. What do you see up?
Christmas
decorations. Guess what's coming down after church? Christmas decorations. All hands on deck, please. If you can help, please stay and help us out. And listen well to directions, please. So they'll be given and all shall be well. As a matter of fact, we are singing Joy to the World. Not the Three Dog Night version, but the hymnal version. This morning in church, as a closure, as far as this pastor is concerned, when we sing that song, Christmas is over. We're finished. Everything will come down. We'll be all set, and then we're going to move on. If there's a brave soul for that Advent banner up there, if not, we'll wait for Alan to come back. Alan Taylor, God love him, will lean over that thing and just pull it. Oh, it's down, and put the next one up, and just leans over it and does it. In the meantime, I'm like saying the rosary as he's doing it. I don't know what the poor thing. All right, that's mostly me. All right, decorations down. We are going to sing this morning. On January 25th, we're going to welcome new members, and you're going to hear about an adult baptism that's going to happen. Day two. So, if you're someone who hasn't officially joined First Congregational Church and would like to do so, please see me in the hustle of everything after church, or you can see Cindy LaPlante. Cindy is in the office, so you can see Cindy as well. All right? So, if you would like to become an official member of First Congregational Church, we will do that on January 25th. The last announcement that I have this morning concerns our partnership with the Westfield Food Pantry. The lunches that are being served starting tomorrow on Monday and Thursday through the end of March. Alice Flight and Martha Roman have agreed to become the leaders, if you will, or our church reps on Thursday. Julie Krause has agreed for Monday, but she needs a partner. Julie needs a partner on Mondays. You don't have to cook, you have to serve, smile, and offer that same extravagant hospitality that we offered yesterday, and that you offer every time we have somebody in here. So if you can help out with that, you don't have to do it every week. There's a sign-up sheet that's out there just for our church. There are people from other churches who are coming to help as well, so you won't have to worry about it. And we never have to cook. So, which is my favorite thing. So, all right. If you have any questions about that, you can see me. If you're not there tomorrow, and it starts tomorrow. But if you're not there tomorrow but can help another time, that's fine. Reach out to me. I'll get a hold of you. We'll talk. Very good. Are there any other announcements? Again, we welcome Scott Bailey as he's been directing the choir today, for crying out loud. So as our guest musical director, music minister. So again, welcome to Scott. And we thank you for being here with us. Let's take a deep breath in. Exhale. And let us worship God.
Please join me in the call to worship found in your worship guide. In the very beginning, God separated the darkness and the light. God called the light day, and the darkness God called night.
We were once people of dwell in darkness, but God has given us the true light, Jesus Christ.
God has blessed us and adopted us as God's own beloved children through the sacrament of baptism.
The water of baptism brings us healing and reconciliation. It is a symbol of nourishment and cleansing.
This day is the day of remembrance of Jesus' baptism.
As we hear the words of his baptism, let us be reminded of our own adoption by God and celebrate the joyous connection to the Almighty God.
Please join in our opening hymn, God of the Ages, found in the blue hymnal, number 426.
As in his name, we gather in the house of many graces May the heavens be opened for us, that we may catch a glimpse of that light and love that transforms our common days with a beauty not of our making. We ask this in the name of the one who taught us to call you, our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
I share. He won his basketball game yesterday. Cool. Did you score any points?
Yes.
Did you score? Did you? No, that's okay. Did you play good defense? Good job. All right. Playing good defense is important, you know. It really is. Being part of the team is important. And when, do you remember, I think it was only a few months ago that you were baptized, right? And today, we're celebrating the baptism of the Lord. When Jesus was baptized, 2,000 years ago. Whoa, long time, right? So, but when you became baptized, did you become part of, this is a stretch, did you become part of a team? Sort of, kind of? Yeah, sort of, yeah, kind of. Became part of the people, you professed your belief in Jesus and you became part of that Christian team, right? Part of the team of First Congregational Church. As I said, it's kind of a stretch for me to call it a team. But that's what we're going to talk about today when we're in church. I know you're going to go upstairs and you're going to work on a few things too. But keep in mind that that's that baptism that you had and professed makes you part of us. And even though you're not with us the whole entire time, we miss you when you're gone. When we pray for you while you're gone too. All right? We'll see you after. Take care. Get out. No, I'm kidding. Let us turn our attention to the Word of God.
Our first reading is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, where I shall begin at the start of the 42nd chapter. Here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry out or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his teaching. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. See, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Our God is still speaking.
Thanks be to God.
Please Please join me in a responsive reading taken from Psalm 29 as found in your bulletin. Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory of God's name. Worship the Lord in holy splendor.
The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord over mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty.
The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon skip like a calf and Syrian like a young wild ox.
The voice of the Lord flashes forth flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh.
The voice of the Lord causes the oaks to whirl and strips the forest bare. And in the temple all say, glory.
The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as sovereign forever.
May the Lord give strength to the people.
May the Lord bless the people with peace.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Then Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every people, anyone who fears him and practices righteousness is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. And he went about doing good, in healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as a judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Our God is still speaking.
Thanks be to God.
Our gospel reading this morning comes to us in the gospel according to Matthew, where I'll begin in the third chapter with the 13th verse. Then Jesus came to Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness. Then John consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw God's Spirit descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from the heavens said, this is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Of you through spirit in our hearts instill.
we could, there you go. Somebody turned the receiver off, Bob. That's what happened. I know, we don't know, that's okay. So, once upon a time, I had a complaint about a sermon. Someone complained about me. Can you stand it? I don't know, can you believe it? So, you mean I'm not perfect after all, what the heck? So, the person's complaint was based off of a question. And you all know I love to ask questions, either as discussion starters or to, just to introduce a topic. And that time it was with the kids. And we used to let the kids sit in the congregation. Some churches bring the kids, oh, let's bring the kids up front. I always felt like that was kids on display. And I didn't like it, and our kids didn't like it, we found out. So I always left them in the congregation. And then they could, so much like we do here, and off they would go to church school afterwards. But I wanted the kids to understand something. That, you know, the whole topic was about things that everybody has to do. So I asked the question, how many people here went to school? And I wanted the kids to turn and look, just to see that everybody went to school. So the things that everybody has to do, whether it's homeschool or go out to school or whatever, everybody does that at some point. Well, this woman took great offense to that. That was the most ridiculous question I've ever heard. And I had to stop this. Finally, I was ready to defend myself and to say why I asked the question. And finally, I just said, thank you for your feedback. I didn't know what to do because it was like, that happened around 2021 even, before I came here. And I had been preaching there since 2005. And no one had ever said anything and I didn't know what to do. And I was like, what the heck? But I wanted to share that with you because I have another question for everybody today, which is going to sound almost ridiculous, but it's really not. How many people here, raise your hands if you're feeling brave, have been baptized? But not everybody has, right? Not every adult in this room has been baptized. Here we have someone who's going to, I'm not even going to point this person out because I don't want to embarrass the person, but who is going to be baptized on January 25th, who actually said, as an adult, I choose to do this. I am moved by the congregation, maybe a little bit by the minister, but by the congregation of First Congregational Church and everything that I've been talking about, that I'm going to make this decision and I want to be baptized and then join First Congregational Church. We have to be doing something right if that's happening. True. Not me, but me as in we. I include myself in the congregation at that point. Doing something right. But now, here's my next question. My next question is, would you do it again? Don't answer me. Don't answer out loud. Don't answer out loud. You don't owe me this answer. If you had to make a decision to be baptized, would you do it? Would you do it? Jesus had to make a decision. Now, it was a different type of baptism. It was a baptism of repentance, and we have that included in our own baptism. But when we become baptized, what we were saying with Shay earlier, and I did stretch it on a whim, actually, when I heard about basketball, I was like, how do we work that in? But we become part of the Christian family. We become followers of Jesus. We become followers of Christ. Now, somebody made that decision for most of us. Was anybody here baptized as an adult? All right, cool. So you got to do that as a, you got to make that decision. Most of us, the majority of people here, were baptized as infants. I think I shared with you, I was baptized at birth. They didn't think I was going to make it. Surprise! Here I am. almost 64 years later, here I am. So my baptismal day and my birthday are both April 13, 1962. Yeah, I'll be 64 in the spring. But that's, I'm not sharing that. But I have to ask myself, too, every single day, would I do it again? What does it mean for us to be followers of Christ? Last week, and even in our call to worship today, we talk about light. And do you remember on Christmas Eve, we held up the candles, albeit electric. We held up our battery-operated candles to keep us safe, and we said that the light, that Christ was the light. Even the prophet Isaiah in the prophecy in the reading last week, arise, shine, for your light has come. And every time I think of it, I think of Rudder. I think of that, of his version of that song. But what about that light? If we are followers of Christ, if we're true followers of Christ, are we not part of that light? Or do we not bring that light to others by what we do as followers of Christ? Every time we welcome people into our church to feed them, on a Monday or a Thursday or whenever, when people come to the door and we give them a gift card or we give them food that was going to go to the food pantry, but hey, you might as well take it here. Go ahead, we've done that before too. But every time we do that, we're showing our light. We're sharing that light. We're taking someone out of darkness and bringing them to light. Because we're followers of Christ, we're living out our baptism. Anytime anyone walks into Blessed Buy's thrift shop and needs something, they need clothes, they need shoes, a coat, a fresh start, and they're going to get back and they're getting their apartment ready, but they have nothing. And our people here, take this. We're extending that light. We're showing that same light. And taking those people, our neighbors, out of darkness. We're showing that we are true followers of Christ. Whenever people become spiritually or even emotionally healed, through our own doing. Think about what we prayed this morning. Forgive us our debts. Whether it's forgive us our debts, forgive us our sins, forgive us our trespasses. We're following. We're asking for forgiveness. We're being repentant. And on the other side, as we forgive those who trespass or sin, or we forgive our debtors. Every time we forgive someone else, we're taking someone else out of darkness and bringing them to that light. We're doing that as followers of Christ. Every time we stand up for something that's unjust, any level of injustice, and we take a stand, and we say something, or we do something, or we help someone, we're taking them out of darkness and extending that light. If someone said to you today, do you want to be baptized? Do Do you want to be a follower of Christ? Would you say those things? I don't know. But let me tell you this. You're going to have a chance in about a minute to do it. Because what I'm going to offer is a chance for all of us on the baptism of the Lord to renew our baptismal promises. Things that are that people said for us, or if we were baptized as an adult, things that we professed. Some of the things that we professed anyway. But we get to say those things again. We get to do that this morning, right here at First Congregational Church. So, let me come up because I haven't memorized this part yet. My apologies to the choir because my back is to you. But I'm going to ask those who are able to please stand, or those who choose to please stand, as we renew our baptismal promises. Pretend I'm looking at you back there, okay? I'm sorry about that. Do you renounce the power of evil and desire freedom of new life in Christ? If so, please say, I do.
I do.
And I think you can do better than that. Do you profess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? If so, please say, I do.
I do.
Do you believe in God?
I do.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I do.
Do you embrace God? Do you embrace grace as God's gift to be freely given and freely received?
I do.
Do you commit to the covenantal and baptized life, the cost and joy of discipleship, and the community of belonging as a member of the body of Christ?
I do.
You may be seated. Please, pray with me. Father, Mother, Son, Holy Spirit, we give thanks for the gathering of your people into a beloved community of belonging. By our baptism, we accept the invitation to public and faithful witness to the ministry of Jesus Christ in the world and to be instruments in that work. May we live the baptized life in the Spirit as caring companions for one another with accountability, support, and grace. Shelter us in your love, nourish us in your truth, and uphold us in your word. May it be so. Amen. Congratulations. You just renewed your baptismal promises. You're welcome, Tom. Let's take a moment of quiet reflection. As we come to prayer this morning, we give thanks to Almighty God because things are going well here in our world at First Congregational Church. But out there, oh God, what a mess. We ask for prayers for our world, for peace to reign supreme. We ask that all injustice and killing and wars may cease. We ask prayers for our country, for where there's turmoil. May it stop. We ask for prayers for our region, for our area, for our cities and towns in Westfield and beyond. We pray for the leaders of our nation, of our state, of our area, of our city, of our towns. And as always, we remember those prayers that remain in the silence of our hearts, known only to us and to God. And may God be with you. Please pray with me. God, who shows no partiality, show favoritism on all your people. Send forth your justice for all to see. Save us, your people. Empower us to preach and testify to your great love and mercy. God, who makes and keeps covenant with your people, you called us to be a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, and to set the prisoners free. Help us to answer your call that these things come to pass. God of grace and glory, we pray for those who suffer from pains and sorrows. We pray for those whose hearts are broken. We pray for those whose families are fractured. We pray for those whose lives are ravaged by war. We pray for those who struggle with poverty and starvation. We pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are being martyred and tortured for their beliefs. Thank you for hearing our prayers. Thank you for pouring out your Spirit on your Son, and for pouring out your Spirit on us, too. May we, too, hear you say to us this day that this is my Son, my daughter, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased. Amen. My friends, generosity serves as the essential element of the baptized life. We bring forth our resources to meet the needs of our community and the world. Let our giving be a public demonstration of our belonging to the sovereignty of God. With this, our morning offering will now be received. gifts, we thank you for providing in abundance and allowing us to participate as co-givers with you. We dedicate these offerings in your many names. Amen.
Thank you.
you, Scott. Thank you, everybody. I know the deacons are meeting, so the deacons have to meet, but we need help with decorations. Who's leading this? Did I hear Michelle Weiner? I don't know, but let me tell you something.
We're having cookies first.
We're having cookies first, and we're going to take decorations down. Fine.
Food is important.
Let me tell you, as Mara and Mark Weiner would agree, if Michelle Weiner gives you an instruction, just do it. All right, thank you. Let's go. And again, thank you to Scott Bailey for being with us the last 2 weeks.